Heute Terry Marsh der Jutes Schwat Topfchen Pehe Rav Zvi Lieberman.
One of the daily mitzvahs that we have, which give a tremendous kedusha to the person, is the mitzvah of tefillin. We got mitzvah to put on tefillin every day. In the earlier times, they used to wear tefillin the whole day. Tefillin gives a tremendous kedusha to the person. So much so, the first Bialoch and Hilchus Tefillin talks about the reason why we put on talis before Tefillin is Malim Bekoidesh. Who's the Malim Bekoidesh? Says Bialoch of the person. The person gets a certain Kedusha from wearing a talis, but the Kedusha that he gets from wearing Tefillin is much greater. Bekasha Atzma Bekesha Hayichud Vahab Kedusha, the Bialoch. So tefillin is the mitzvah which gives a person the special kedusha every day. Now this mitzvah tefillin, the first parasha tefillin was a parasha's boy, was told to Klal Yisrael while they were still in Mitzrayim. The parasha of Kaddish and the parasha of Ahol Kiv Yaakov, which is twice already, it says V'hoil Chol Oysa Yotkov Min Enecho. And the next parasha was given in Mitzrayim already. The question is, did they actually have the chiyuv of tefillin b'shleimus ready from Mitzrayim? It's before Kabbalah Satorah. And the kasha goes further. In tefillin we've got dalet parashas. Now Shema v'hoim Shemoya was only given in Mishnah Torah. Was only given the end of the 40 years when the Moshe Rabbeinu told us the Mishnah Torah. So if they did wear tefillin already from the time of Mitzrayim, so how many parshas did they have? Did they have the parshas Shema V'Hoyim Shemoy already? And it can't be that they just wore tefillin with two parshas, because it's called Toitofos in Parshas Boy already. And Toitofos means four parshas. Yes, same kasha. There it's easier to learn because they anyway did things before they somehow were mechavim to everything, so it's easier to understand. So in their mind they understood kasha Yaakov v'hoikvachishma v'hoim shemoya. But we're talking about similar to Klal Yisrael, the whole entire Klal Yisrael. So were they given, were they instructed about the parasha shma v'hoim shemoya ready to put in the tefillin or not? So it's interesting, there's a triple machlokes about this inyan. When exactly did the mitzvah of tefillin start? The Haflor writes to Parshas Kisavoy, he's done maybe taka, maybe mitzvah tefillin, lo hinichu tefillin bamidbor. They only started wearing tefillin when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Then they had the four parshas. It's actually not so ruchik, because in the second parsha, v'hoyo ki yaviyach asher v'leheth kalani. So we talk about when you enter Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you could even find a remez in the parasha that even the mitzvah tefillin, the parasha was given now, but maybe it only started in practically in when they went to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Haflor suggests. But in Chazal, there's Midrashim, which is clear that at least in the Midbar, they wore tefillin already. There's a Yalkut Shemoyni in Parasha Shlach Lecho, and Das Kena Balatois is the end of Shlach Lecho, the Mekoshesh was Mechal Shabbos. And straight after the Parsha Mekoshesh, in Parsha Shlach Lecho, comes the Parsha of Tzitzis. So Chazal discuss why does Parshas Tzitzis come straight after Parshas Mekoshesh? Says the Medrash, because Klal Yisrael came with a complaint to Moshe Rabbeinu. During the week, we have reminders to keep the mitzvahs. We're wearing tefillin. Tefillin is a reminder to keep all the mitzvahs. The Mantir Tatoisha Beficho. So therefore, we've got a reminder to keep the mitzvahs. Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. So therefore, we're missing the reminder. And that's how the Mekoshesh ended up being Mechal Shabbos, because we're missing the powerful reminder to keep the mitzvahs. So Hashem said, fine, I'll give you Parshas Tzitzis, I'll give you Tzitzis, which is there on Shabbos as well. So you see clearly from the Medrash that they wore tefillin in the Midbar. There's another Medrash in Shir Shirim, referring to the soldiers by Melechas Midyon. So the Pasuk said in Shir Shirim Perek Vov Shinayek Keidor Achelim, says the Medrash, all those who went to war Mechavis Midyon, Af echad loy hiktim tefillin shel roish le tefillin shel yad. They were so perfect, they were so pure, and they did everything so correctly, not one of them put on the tefillin shel roish before tefillin shel yad. As we know, you have to put on tefillin shel yad first. Ukshatam lo yis al yudecho, v'yul toit v'es bein enecho, v'hoil cho lo yis al yodcho, l'sokho bein enecho. Not one of them did anything wrong, and that's why they're so pure, that's why they had such a tzlocha. Again, tefillin they wore in the Midbar already. There is a Chedusha Rashpo on Menachos, which not everybody holds, it is the Rashpo. The Chofetz Chaim B'Tchilas Yomov held it was the Rashpo, he actually brought it out. But B'Sof Yomov, they felt another issue. But anyway, the Chedusha Rashpo, Ham Yuchosim, in Menachos Dav Lamed Dalet, says, Ein Mugdemucha B'Toyroh. The Parsha of Tzitzis was given to the Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. The Parsha Tefillin. The Parsha Tefillin was given to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And the Mitzvah Tefillin started already in Mitzrayim. Before they went out, they already were given the Mitzvah Tefillin. The Kaddish V'Oikh V'Yachor, we've got, B'Wav HaShemavoyim Shemoyah, says the Rashbom Yechosim, that a Mugdamuch V'Toyro, Parsha Shemavah, Parsha Shemoyah was already given long before Mishnah Torah, and therefore from B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, they already wore tefillin with four parshas. The Malbim in Parsha's Boy says, it's a Machloikas Amoroyim, there's Machloikas Rav Yochel Rish Lakish, for when on did the mitzvah of Kaddish Likol B'Koy start? Were the B'choi Behemo and the B'choi Odom in the Midbar, did they have a Kedush or not? Rav Yochanan says yes, and Rish Lakish says not, says the Malbim. According to Rav Yochanan, the entire Parsha started straight away. So like the B'choi started away, so the B'choi Lecholah also started straight away. And according to Rish Lakish, no, in the Midbar they didn't wear, says the Malbim, and they only started wearing tefillin B'kviyus in when they entered Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't fit with the Medrash. The Medrash goes to one man doma. So I call, but we do have three shittas. According to the floor, maybe they only started wearing tefillin when they entered Eretz Yisrael. According to the Medrash we quoted, in the Midbar they definitely wore tefillin. Could be only from Kabbalah Santayra. And according to the Rashpo and the Malbim, that according to Shitzav Yochanalis, as soon as they left Mitzrayim, they already had mitzvah tefillin. There's one interesting shaila. If, let's say, we assume they got the mitzvah by Matan Torah, which there are some shittas, according to Medrash, Mitzvah B'Shas Matan Torah. But we do know, as mentioned before, that the others kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. All the great leaders of the generations all kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. Moshe Rabbeinu also kept Kol HaTorah Kulo before it was given. If somebody had their tefillin from before Matan Torah, Parshas written, Kaddish, Voikiyach, Shema, Vishmoyah, they kept Mitzvah tefillin in before the Tzibur came. Were those tefillin kosher for them after Matan Torah as well? There's a drosha in Menachos Membeis of a base, Ukshat Muksavtem, Kol She Yeshno Bikshiro Yeshno Biksiva. Only somebody who's Mechuyam in Mitzvah tefillin is allowed to write the Parshas of tefillin. And therefore, Isha, Eved, Koton, and a whole list who wrote tefillin, possible. They're not mechuyev in tefillin. They can't write tefillin. Even the Isha, some mechuyev are they allowed to, but they're not mechuyev in tefillin. not mechuyev in tefillin, can't write tefillin. So if somebody had a pair of tefillin from before Matan Torah, all the gedolim, Moshe, Aaron, and many of Klal Yisrael, they kept cutting the tefillin beforehand, came along Kabbalah Satorah. Were those tefillin kosher, or did they have to have a new pair of tefillin, new parshas written, because only now they're mechuyev, before and they weren't mechuyev? There is an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Beis Mabeis. The Gemara talks about Yechezkel Hanovi, we know, was Mechaya Mesim, a huge section of Klal Yisrael, as we know from the Pesukim in Yechezkel, is Mechaya Mesim. And the Gemara discusses, who were they? These dead people who Yechezkel did Tchias HaMesim on. Omar Rav, Sanhedrin Tzadik Beis, they were Bnei Ephraim, who left Klal Yisrael early, before the Zman Gula, and Bnei Gas, which were part of Plishtim, killed them. This was an entire, Kamat entire Shevet Ephraim, which were killed by the Plishtim. These were the ones who Yechezkel did Chiz HaMesim on. Omer Abeloza, Mesim Eilu Shehepio Mechezkel Olu Le'etz Yisrael, V'nosu Noshim, V'olidu Bonim Abonois. It's a shame, did they die again soon after? But that Rabbi Lo says, no, they lived a proper life afterwards and they built up families. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, member Seira, Raglov, Omar, Ani mi b'nei b'neiem, v'halolu tfilin shenichu li avi abo. Came along with member Seira and said, I'm a inicle of these b'nei Ephraim. My Zayda was the one who had chiz amazim, and I've got the tfilin that he wore as well. It sounds like from the Gemara that these Bnei Ephraim also kept tefillin before and then they left Mitzrayim as well. They kept tefillin and they died with their tefillin. They tell you they died with their tefillin. So Rabbi Yehuda was saying when his grandfather had Chiyas HaMesim, it's going to be pretty old. The Loshon is Mashmi, he's trying to illustrate from what happened from then. I mean, right, 1 second. So there is a Mashmois that they took those tefillin which they had with them when they had the Tchias HaMesim. Can you want to illustrate how powerful this story was? So there is a Mashmois that those tefillin were the ones that he wore, and he wore the tefillin, the old tefillin of his Zayda, which had the Tchias HaMesim. Yet one can be matka, it's correct, you're 100% right. It could be he just meant after Tchias HaMesim he got a new pair of tefillin, and then but then it's not much very significant that he yashed the tefillin of his Zayda. It sounds like he's trying to tell us some chiddush in the tefillin part of it, but according to that, it was just a new pair of tefillin which he just got 50 years before from his Zayda. It doesn't show very much. It sounds like there's a certain, he wanted to illustrate some chiddush in the tefillin, but of course one can be madcha that they got new tefillin after, not necessarily earlier. So that remains a shaila, which is not negair. Doesn't look it would be negair. Would those tefillin be kosher or not? But I'll call upon him. When did mitzvah tefillin start? Remains unclear. Now, in this parasha tefillin, looking at this first parasha tefillin, so the first sivuy tefillin was v'hoy lecho lo'ois al yotcho ulezikorim bein enecho. The second parsha tefillin again, v'hoi lo'ois al yodcho l'tovs bein enecho. The word of k'shartam lo'ois al yodcho that we only find in Shema, v'hoim Shmoya, those two parshas in V'schad HaNekev. But here we only say, v'hoi l'cho, they should be lo'ois al yodcho, they should be an ois on your yodcho and between your eyes. There is a machleik to show him, what exactly is the meiser mitzvah of tefillin? Toises in Menachos brings the Machlokes, Rabbein Eliyahu and Rabbein Tam, what is the mitzvah tefillin? Rabbein Eliyahu held the mitzvah is ksharetem. You need to tie your tefillin on your hand. Tying means making a knot. So therefore, says Rabbein Eliyahu, if the mitzvah is to tie your tefillin on your hand and between your eyes, so you need to make a kesher every morning with your tefillin, to tie a kesher and then secure it to your hand and your head, that is a mitzvah. So Rabbein Eliyahu held, every day you need to open your kesher shel tefillin and redo the kesher tefillin every morning. Ukshartom lo'ois al yodecho. You need to tie your tefillin on your hand and the Torah Benenecha. You need to tie your tefillin on your head as well. That is Rabbeinu Eliyahu's shitta. Rabbeinu Tam strongly disagrees with Rabbeinu Eliyahu to our benefit. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you don't need to undo the kesh every day. Rabbeinu Tam says, the mitzvah is, it says a kshatin true, but kshatin doesn't necessarily mean tying, it means securing. It means you have to be mahadik, your tefillin, hituk huakshira. And Rabbeinu Tam brings a few rayas. Raya from number one from Chulin Taftes, the Gemara says, a Talmud Chokhem needs to know all what's regularly needed for mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, Chulin Taftes, one needs to know shechita, mila, kesher shel tefillin, not so shkiach. Shechita, mila, says the Gemara, it's shkiach, kesher shel tefillin to know, kesher, not so shkiach. Well, if it be a daily mitzvah, said Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, I think kesher shel tefillin is far more shkiach than shechita, mila. So you see from here, says Rabbeinu Tam, no, that there's no mitzvah of making the kesher every morning. Shechita mila is far more shkiach than the kesher shel tefillin. Raya number two, says Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara talks about an Eved Tzadik Zion. The Gemara says kesher tefillin is called a kesher shel kayomo. Legabe Hilchas kesher is called a permanent knot. Now, if you need to undo it every day, that's the way to do it. It's not a kesher shel kayomo. It's a temporary kesher. You put your make your kesher every day. It's just less than the 24-hour kesher, so it's not called a kesher kayoma. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, therefore that's not typed in the mitzvah tefillin. The mitzvah is securing the hand, your hand through a kesher. There is a kesher made. That's the way we secure it. The keshers are locked by Shmuel Sinai. Exactly how we make the kesher. Different ways of doing it. Shel Rosh for sure, whether it says Tzur of a Mem, Tzur of a Dalet. Well, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, why not? Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds you can do it, make it every day. He obviously, you don't need such kesher kayama.
You change the Rosh yourself and someone else wants to do it next day,
change it. That's not good. But that's according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you're supposed to change the kesher every day. He obviously wasn't so worried about this kesher. How if it's tomorrow, we're not sure. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's correct. You need a kesher kayama. That's a both the shalyad, you need a kesher by both. It actually says more kesher by shalyad than shalosh. There's actually one shit and toises, half-half. By shalyad, you have to undo it, kshaten. So therefore, these different levels. But I call upon the wee pascal like Rabbeinu Tam. You don't need to undo and redo the kesher. You just need to secure the tefillin on your hand and secure the tefillin on the rosh. And therefore, for us, the mitzvah is securing, not ukshatim, which actually fits it very nicely to the posuk. Our first psuk matfilin don't say ukshatim. V'hoyo l'cho l'ois al yodcho. V'hoyo l'ois al yodcho. It doesn't say the word ukshatim in kashas kadesh of hoy v'yachol. V'hoyo, it should be made on your hand. But the ukshatim is a remez, there is a kesher on it. But your mitzvah is securing the shalyad and shalosh on your hand. And that's why, Taka, when it comes to the brocha, the oivli asi yosoi, the poet can constantly repeat, the tightening is the hanocha, the brocha must be after you put it in place, just before you tighten. After you put the shalyad in place on your arm, just before you tighten, that's the zman brocha tefillin shalyad. After the shalosh is put on your head, before you tighten it, pull the tzuz, make it tight on your head, that's the time of brocha tefillin shalosh. So therefore the brocha is on the securing the shalyad and shalosh on the person. That is the mitzvah. There's actually a shaila in the machlokas mechaber amor. You're not supposed to be mafsik between hanochas tefillin shalyad and hanochas tefillin shalosh. We learn as Mishabura brings in Simchot Hei v'ahoyu that they have to be havayat shneim, so therefore you shouldn't be hefzik. So mechaber holds, put on the shalyad, don't do the krichos, says the mechaber. Don't do the krichos. Then straight in, before you do the krichos around the arm, put straightway the shalrosh on. But the Mishabura says, our minig is not like that. Our minig is to do the krichos, and one of the reasons is, because without the krichos, it's not going to be secure. the mitzvah is, has to be secure. If you're going to put your tefillin on and just don't do your seven creakers on the arm, it won't be very secure. It will undo very quickly from the position and they'll be loose. The mitzvah is to secure the tefillin on your hand, to secure the tefillin on the head. That's why we have to make sure it's firmly in place before you move on. The next drosha, which Chazal dashim all from this pasuk, "Hoylcho lo ois al yodcho," tefillin is a ois. Tefillin is a sign of our link with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says Rabbi Kiva, Shabbos we don't wear tefillin. Why don't we wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov? Says Rabbi Kiva, because it says "Hoylcho lo ois yotzu Shabbos v'yom entoyer shehein guf on ois." So Shabbos is Yom Tovim, which they themselves are ois, therefore we don't put on tefillin. And the Mechab explains this drosh a bit more. The Mechab in Sima Lamed Aleph says that on Shabbos Yom Tov, if you put on tefillin, hoyo zilzul lo'oi shalehem. Shabbos is God's own link, shows our own link, the kiyum of Shabbos, the etzim yom Shabbos, it's the ois in its own right. Putting on tefillin is sort of showing that the ois of Shabbos is not strong enough. It's a zuld in the ois of Shabbos. If you've got an ois already, you don't put another ois. So the question they ask is, the Shach says in Yerideya, Sivareish Samachei, Siv Chof Dalet, where there's a mitzvah, where a mila which takes place straight after davening, says the Shach, Nogu Shaloi Lachlis Tfilin Adlaacha Mila, She Tfilin Ois, Vegam Mila Ois. Mila is also ois, and tefillin is ois. Oises go very well together. So therefore, mila is ois, tefillin is ois, keep tefillin on till after the mila. Now, here we seem to add oises, it looks like a zildum in the other ois. So that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov. Why, when it comes to mila, are we happy to put oises together? We say the Shach says, if the mila is straight after davening, keep your tefillin on. Two oises go very well with each other. So is it good to put oises together, or are you supposed to separate oises because it looks as though one another? So two answers are given for this.
Pardon? You're already wearing your tefillin.
Yeah, the question, should we take them off or not? Yeah. The question, keeping them on, should you keep them on, dafka to show? Yeah, you say Shabbos, it's putting on and
yeah,
it's keeping on. You're right. There's definitely here, but the question is, but if the concept that the oises are more powerful when you don't have another ois, it would be more powerful the ois of Mila if you don't have another ois. So therefore, why is it there? It's a hiddur to keep the tefillin on, and here we hold to put two oises together is a problem. So I saw one beautiful teret from Rabbi Leib Zatal. He says, Shabbos is an ois which the Rabbeinu Shalom gives to us. Shabbos is the ois. By giving us mitzvah Shabbos, Shabbos is called the ois of the Rabbeinu. The Rabbeinu made the ois of Shabbos v'yom tov. For us to do our oises, but when we've got the ois which the Rabbeinu put in place, that shows a zilzul in the ois of Hashem. Tefillin and Mila are both our oises, how we are showing that we are connected to the Rabbeinu. For us, we do the more, we do the better. A tefillin and a mila, a double ois on our link to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is absolutely fine. That's no steer at all. That's one mahalach. A second mahalach, the Avadram says, brought down Masho and Brochus as well, a very interesting mahalach. The Avadram and the Masho both write, there are three mitzvahs in the Torah which are called ois, which are called mila, Shabbos, and tefillin. Now these oises show that we are avodim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says Avadram, and Mashal, don't go to the neighbor, says exactly the same idea. Al pishnayim edim yokum dovo. What is the biggest proof is when you've got twice edus. So therefore, shleimus of klal Yisrael is when we've got two oises that we are avodim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we've got the maila of Shabbos, and we've got mila as well. Every yid is gemalit. So therefore, we've got our two edus, two edim, let's call it, that we are von the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shabbos mila, Yom Tov mila. Therefore, no need to add any more mitzvahs. In weekdays, we have got oyster Shabbos, so we need tefillin and mila. That's our two oysters in order to do our pishnayim edim yokum dovo to show that we are von the Rabbeinu Shalom. Somebody taku doesn't wear tefillin. It's Taki, he says, that reason says that Avadram, Chazal writes a Loshon Chomo, because he's missing his strong Eidos, that he's an Eved Hashem. Just Mila without Phil is only one Eid. One needs completely two Eidos. Ha'pishnayim Eidim Yogadova. So the weekday, our two Eidim are Mila plus Tefillin. Therefore, the Shach, you're not adding anything. We're constantly going around with our Mila and Tefillin. Says the Shach, if you actually weighing and Tefillin to put your two Eidim together, it's fantastic. So therefore, it's anyway together, person, but on top, if there's a Maisa Mila taking place, so Tefillin and Mila is in any case the combination which we work with the whole week. Therefore, it's an extra Indian to have Tefillin and the Maisa Mila all together at the same time. That's why it's an Indian to keep the Tefillin on while a Mila is actually taking place. But that's not austere to what one normally does. We always need the two oysters, and Mila and Tefillin are the two oysters during the week. Therefore, the Shach is no steerer to the Halakha in the Shabbos. We don't wear Tefillin.
You take Tefillin off. No, I'm saying those who wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed, Amila or Chol HaMoed, you don't take Tefillin off. You've got three oysters.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, Tefillin Chol HaMoed is a separate discussion. The question is what Chol HaMoed
is.
If it's not a proper, if it's only half a Yom Tov, so you may not have the shlemes of the ois. The Tefillin, it's machleik, it's where they wear Tefillin. Okay,
so that's... Those who wear, I'm talking about those who do wear.
Yes, so those who do wear, actually only wear Al-Tanai. Even those who do wear Al-Tanai. Maybe Tefillin, maybe it's Tzuz Ba'alma. Yes, and the Chama. So and if, according to that, if there's a Mila on Chol HaMoed, those who do wear, so and the Chama would be the same Indian to keep it on. There shouldn't be any difference.
Yeah.
One more horror on Hilchas Tefillin, all based on the first posuk of our Tefillin. So Chazal Darshan Yod Cho, it's written over here with one end of Chof, and in the second parsha it's written Mole Yod Cho Chof He. So the Gemara says in Menachos, how do we know we put Tefillin on the left hand? Most of it's done with the right. How do you know you put Tefillin on the left hand? Says the Gemara, two drashot. One drosh says the Gemara, ukshatem uksavtem. The writing hand has to be the tying hand, the one does the maisik shira. So the writing hand is the right hand, and therefore the right hand, which is the ksiva, does the kshira as well. So you tie on the left. That's one drosha. Then the mob is another drosha, yod cho yad keo. Tefillin is meant to be on the weak hand, and therefore the left hand is the weak hand. Says the Gemara, a left-handed person who does everything with his left hand. So for him, a strong left-handed person. So therefore, he does everything with his left hand. So then again, so both the writing hand, which he writes with, is his left hand, so he ties on his right hand. And secondly, because the right hand is the weak hand, therefore the tefillin go on the weak hand, which is the right hand. The problem starts when you get a halfway. I'm not going to pass any shaylos. It's the Rabbonim's delight when he gets this bar mitzvah voice to half up. But basically, the main common easy shaylos, let's call it, is somebody does everything with his right hand, but just writes with his left hand. So it's only the ksiv is done with the left hand, but everything else is done with the right hand. So it's a big enough commitment between the reasons. If you're going to go on, look on the weakness, yod kehor. So this person, very nice, he writes with his the ksiv, the left hand, but the weak arm is the right arm. So then you have to put fill on the right hand. But if you go on the tam or pshat and ksavtem, it's all dependent on the ksiva hand. And if the ksiva hand is... So in the case where he does everything with his right hand, but he just writes with his left hand. So if you go bossa the yad keor, the weak hand, then the weak hand is the left hand. Because he does everything with right, means the weak hand is the left hand. So he'll still have to put his tefillin on the left hand. But if you go bossa ksiva, and this person, even if he does everything with right, but he does the ksiva with his left hand, so he has to tie his tefillin on his right hand. So which is the main reason of the Gemara? Is the kshatim ksavtim the main reason you go bossa ksiva? Or is the yod keor the main reason you go bossa the weak hand? So the Mechaber brings two shitzes about it. First, Mechaber brings it's got to do with the weak hand. Then Mechaber says, yes, Shem, it's all got to do with the ksiva hand. The Ramor says, the minig is you look at the ksiva hand and you look at the hand which you do the writing with. Says the Ramor, the minig is if the... Even though he does everything else with his right hand and the left hand is the weak hand, but if he writes with his left hand, So then you're supposed to put the tefillin on the right hand. Azoi paska the Ramah. But the Gaon says no. The Gaon says it's all got to do with strong hand, weak hand, got to do with the weak hand. And sometimes these left-handed people are half-half. The Bialocha says, even though he does things with his right hand, but doesn't mean the left hand is not functional at all. So therefore, sometimes you have a person who's got preference, one hand's easier than the other, but it doesn't mean totally weak, making things even more complicated. I saw a beautiful Svora in the Tshuva Shev Dalevi. He had such a case. Somebody came to him that his son was totally right-handed, the left hand was weak, but writing he did with his left hand. He wrote with his left hand. What he's supposed to do? What should he do? So the Shiloh maybe tell him to put tefillin on both hands. He's got two shitters over here. So Rav Vosner with his beautiful, the Shoinah said, if the left hand is so weak, and if you're going to tell this boy to put tefillin on his right hand, because the Ksiva hand, which is Poshah, as though he's Mashmah, the Pashtas from the Ramah, the Ksiva hand, he won't be able to tie properly. You want me to tie properly. You need to have effort to put your tefillin on properly. So Rav Vosner, we mustn't forget, the mitzvah tefillin is a kshalten. You have to be able to tie properly. And if you can't tie properly, it's not derakshir at all. So you can't forget the basics. The mitzvah is to tie and secure. If you're going to secure it with a weak hand, a totally weak hand, it's just not going to be secure. So therefore, says Rav Vosner, in such a case, where the hand, when their left hand is weak, just happens to be right with it, then Rav Vosner says, I think you're going to have to follow the other shita. You're going to have to put tefillin on the left hand, the right hand, which could do mighty. You mustn't get your focus wrong. The mitzvah is to make sure tefillin are secure. Make sure tefillin to do a proper ma'isik shita. But in other cases, sometimes there is enough strength they could do a proper ma'isik shita. But you have to get the focus straight. So this is one of the shailas which one gets with the left hand. But we have to remember our schus of putting on tefillin every morning. It's a schus, and sufficient together with his bialocha, it makes a person kodesh, mekasha, bekesha, yichud, vakdusha, and that gives a person kedusha for the rest of the day.
Beautiful as always. Beautifully. Ah, sorry.